Welcome, everybody. This is Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. This is episode 9. This episode, I'm going to be speaking on consultations when you get readings from Tata Nganga from the Palo Biyumba Congo religion. Okay, so first off, I'm going to talk about when you get readings from a Tata Nganga. So what you do is you go to the Mononso. The Mononso is the house of where the Ganga lives. So you go there. Say for example, you call me and you want a consultation. So you call me. I give you my address. When you come, it's recommended that you come alone. I know a lot of people, like, they feel uncomfortable, or some might be a little bit scared. Whatever it may be, it's just recommended for me to come alone. You can bring people with you. They'll wait outside. But it's highly recommended that you come alone in the room where the consultation is going to be. The reason why I say that, because a lot of times, for example, when I read people, say the female, a couple comes in and the female's getting a reading. And sometimes in the reading, the spirits tell me that the husband is cheating, for example, you know. And if he is and he's there, the spirits, they won't say it, you know, because it's not convenient for them for her to know at that time, like in front of him. He can be violent. Or not only that, that's like one of the worst case scenarios, but other things, you know, her cheating, him cheating, you know, he's got plans to leave her or stuff like that. You know, you always want to hear that. You always want to hear that when you're alone, because if you got the person that's doing you, if you got the person that's doing you wrong right next to you, the muertos might not tell me, the spirits, my Nganga won't tell me, because, you know, you might be in danger or stuff like that. It's always best to come alone like that. Your spirits will come out and talk, and then nothing will be held back. The practitioner himself, he's not allowed to hold back. Whatever is said to him, he has to say it. For the reason, a lot of people that come, some people that come, you know, I tell them, don't get offended by what I'm telling you. It's not me talking, you know, it's the spirits. It's my ancestors. It's your spirits. You know, your guardian angel comes out and warns you about something, or, hey, stop doing what you're doing. Stuff like that. So that's highly recommended. You come here, the derecho that you have to pay, you have to pay it up front, pretty much. It varies. It depends who I'm consulting. Everybody's different, you know. It depends on the price. It could range from like $20 to $40, depending on just for the consultation. You know, sometimes people need cleanings and stuff like that, and that could be a little bit more costly, depending how bad the person is. Usually, people that come and ask for consultations with me, usually they have a problem. So, some are court cases, some are just, you know, witchcraft, some are you know, brujería, you know, that other people do to them. Sometimes it's recommended that you don't know who's doing bad stuff to you. It's recommended you just clean yourself, you know, or I clean you, stuff like that. It depends on the reading. Okay, so readings, when you get readings with Tatas, with the readings, when what's said there, it could be either past, present, or future. So depending on what comes out, for example, I had this lady come, and the first thing when she sat down, the first thing I told her that she needs to be careful with burning her house down. She's not a, you know, she's not, you're not the best cook. You know, I'm sorry. I hope I don't offend you. But you, I told her, you're like, you have so much on your mind that you're endangering yourself where you could, you know, just burn your house down starting from the kitchen, like while you're cooking. And then she was like really surprised. She was like, oh, man. You know what? That already happened. It happened this morning. I almost burned my house down. She's like, how did you know? And I'm like, well, that's what came out. You know, that's what came out right here. And she just really, really surprised. She was happy. She was really happy with her consultation. She was one of the people that she was crying. She was crying. And I asked her, why are you crying? And she's just like, it's just everything you're saying is, it's 100% correct. You know, and she's a good person. The lady was she just went through her she was going through a bad time in her life where she needed directions. She's like on other episodes I spoke about negative and positive energies and just like I said, I told her like this. I'm like, we're gods. We're all gods. Every human being here is a god. We're not the God, but we're a piece of him. He created us the way he created us. He created good, positive people, and he created negative people to do destruction as a balance. So she was the type of person that she was a good person. So if you're born to be a good person, you have to do good things. And I told her, so you, if you do good and you help people and you do positive things, you know, you're just a good person, you help other people, your life's going to go good. Your life, you're going to find somebody to marry, you're going to have kids, and, you know, you have your house. Everything's going to go the way you're supposed to. Like, you're going to do your mission in life, whatever it is, you're going to walk straight. But as soon as you steer off to the bad side, for example, if you start talking bad about somebody, or you know what I mean, you start doing negative works with your mouth. Because what was happening with her is that she was a good person. She was meant to do good, but she would talk bad about people, and she started making stories up about people, and she was causing some negative things to other people. And I told her, you're a good person. So you have to walk straight. So, cause as soon as you steer to the other side and start doing good, you mess your life up. You block your roads to the good life. So that's the reason why she was just like, oh my God, I'm low on money. You know, I had a car accident. You know, I'm in trouble. You know, people want to, you know, they hate on me. Like, all kinds of negative things were happening. But it was just because she was doing it to herself, you know. So I gave her remedy. I told her, hey, you got to walk straight. You're a good person. You got to stay on that good person path. Because if you don't, if you're off to the left, you're going to get messed up. And that's what you did, you know. You steered off to the left, and now everything's going bad for you, and you don't know why. So you needed to come here with me, with my Nganga, so my Nganga could tell you, hey, you're a good person, you got to do good. You know, she was pretty much, she was at a point where she was living a bad life, but it was because her own causing. She did it to herself with her mouth, with her spewing out negative things to other people. And that all, you know, I spoke about, you know, spewing negative words out of your mouth. Like, words out of our mouths are extremely powerful things that we do. You can hate on somebody, and, you know, bad things happen to them. That's why a lot of religions tell you to pray, because when you pray, you're praying for something good, obviously. So you're calling that energy. They don't tell you that, but they tell, you know, they just tell you pray. So okay, so consultations by tatas, we use the chamalongos. The chamalongos are It's the outer shell of a coconut. There's four of them. And then we also, Tata's Ganguleros, Tata's practitioners, it's all the same thing. So when you hear me say those words, that's wrong. I'm talking about myself or people like me that practice the religion, that consult people. So we use in Palo Briumba, Congo, we use the chamalongos, which are the coconut, the outer coconut shells. They're like circular. And we use those and we prepare those. And when your godfather is creating your nganga, he gives you some chamalongos. Those are for divinations. Those are so you can talk to your nkisi, your muertos, your spirits, your ancestors, the forces of nature, your altar, pretty much. Those chamalongos are there's a certain process that we do to them to in order for the person that's receiving them so they can work it. It's a ritual that's done to the chamalongos. Also kauri shells, we do the tata and gangas, we read with the kauri shells. There's some branches that use 21, some use 16, some use 9 kauri shells, and it's positive negative. It's what it is. That what Palo Briumba does is we use the binary system. So there's a binary code for everything. Everything created on Earth, there is a binary code to it. It speaks to you in numbers. Like when say for example, I'm doing a consultation with somebody and I'm using the shells or I'm using my chamalongos, I use the binary code to. That's the way my nganga speaks to me. Math and numbers, numbers are the DNA of the universe, you know, the forces of nature. What time a person's life, like what time they're in, like say the person's 25 years old, and at that time this and that should be happening, is happening to them. So those are the numbers I get from the shells, and then from the shells and the connection with your altar, you get your consultation like that. So we use the binary system, because Palo Briumba works with the forces of nature and the universe. It's all coded in numbers. So it's a little bit it's a lot more depth in that, but I can't really say too much because of the secret, the respect I have for the religion. But to make it simple, yeah, we use the binary code to consult people, to help people when on consultations, if they need this, if they need. I feel so good, man. I feel very privileged to have the permission from the almighty great power of God himself in Sambyampungo in this lifetime to have the license, the permission to practice Palo Briumba Congo Nkisi Malongo Yaya religion. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful religion. I can't express how much I enjoy, you know, spending time working the religion, learning, because you never stop learning. And it's just a beautiful thing, you know, to learn something new that was never taught. It was never taught to me. It was just something that once I started getting more into it and more into it, I never want to stop learning. You know, it's a beautiful religion. It's a beautiful thing. What gets me the most is when people come and they need help and I help them, and that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, it's and like I said, it's not me helping them. It's my altar. It's my ancestors. It's my Enfumbecano, Enfumbecauto, my spirits, my guides, my siete rayos, my energies, you know, the energy from thunder, lightning, the god of war, the energy from war, all these altars that I have, and they work with me and to help people. You know, it's just the best feeling in the world. And the ultimate best feeling is always in that topic, helping people, consulting people. The ultimate is to teach somebody that opens their mind to learn. Like, say, I get people that are like, they're Catholic or Christians, and they come and they just, you talk to them, you're like, hey, give them a little story back on what the religion is, that they really don't, you know, some people don't really care, they just want the job though. But what really gets me is the people that when I'm talking to them and I explain to them what the religion is, and then they start asking questions and they're real into it, and I can steer them away from trying to hurt somebody, and they're just like, all right, let me just do a candle for this person, or let me just, you know. That's really cool too, man. I mean, you just try to open people's eyes, man, because tell you the truth, bro, we're this world here, we're just so blinded, you know. It's just so blinded, and we're very brainwashed too, you know. I mean, I believe in Jesus and all that, you know, and I respect him and everything, but I know it was in Jesus' doings whatsoever. It was just humanity, you know. We used I'm saying we, not me, like I didn't do it, but us humans, you know, what we do, we manipulated the words of Jesus and just used it to our own advantage, you know. We painted him white and then we did this and we did that, and it just it sickens me, you know. And Paulo has yet to steer me wrong, or you know, I haven't heard nothing that's way off, like some weird invention that somebody made thousands of years ago. Like, no, you have to do this because of this. Like, yeah, I don't know. I never got that from Paulo. You know, Paulo's a religion that the first thing that was told to me, you can practice Paulo and you can just go to church the next time. You know, and you don't have to give up your religion. You know, there's other religions where you got to give up everything to practice theirs, you know. If not, you can't. So I don't see that. Like, you know, I'm a type of person where I have an open mind. So, like, for example, okay, let me give you an example. The other day I told my girlfriend, hey, you know that women, I saw a video, and I read a few old books that said that women are not to sacrifice any animals, and because this religion, we do that, you know, we sacrifice. We use the blood because the blood is powerful and stuff like that. I mean, it's not any worse than your local, you know, farm that kills chickens for meat. But anyways, I'm not going to explain that. I'm going on this little example that I'm giving you guys. So I told my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, did you know that I saw some videos and I read a bunch of old books that says that females, yayas are females that they're high priests in the religion. But I told her, did you know that yayas are not supposed to kill animals? And she's like, whoa, where did you hear that? And I'm like, I read it a lot here and there, you know. And then she's like, well, what's their reason? Like, why? And I told her, well, I read somewhere it says that women are not supposed to kill animals because women give birth. And I was like, hey, baby, you know what? It kind of makes sense to me, but, you know, I'm open to your opinion. What do you think? I know she was going to fight me on this because she's really, really smart, man. Daisy, she's my girlfriend. She's really, she's not your average person. So she's like, she got upset, you know. She's like, you know what? This religion is really, it's an ancient religion, and there's a lot of machistas. Machistas are, oh man, I forgot that word in English, but I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, men, it's created by men. Like the Catholic Church, only men are priests. Women are nuns, and they ain't nothing. They can never get to the priesthood. Stuff like that. Where I don't think God, God wanted it to be like that, but oh well, that's the way it is, because men control the world in their way, whatever. Okay, so she was upset. She was upset with me, and she said, I don't believe that. Why is that? Well, that reasoning you're telling me, it's I don't like it, because, okay, so I told her, you know what? I think you're right. I think that's machismo, because people, a lot of tatas on the videos, they say that women can't, because they give life, so they can't take life. And then I started thinking about one of the podcasts that I had maybe a few podcasts ago that I said that, and I think I just said it on this one too. God, in Zombie, created humanity. He created humanity. He created both women and men, and then he created both negative and good, positive people and negative people. So men and women in general, like, they're both either good or bad, or any one of us could do good, and any one of us can do bad. Like me, say, for example, I'm a good person. I try to do good, but, you know, somebody tries to harm me in any way, I'm going to protect myself very violently. Just like, you know, I can do bad. That's me doing bad. So if God himself, if Nsambi himself, we're part of Nsambi, we are all part of him, then there's no gender, you know. I mean, men and women are equal. Females, yayas, and tatas are equal, because we are all part of him. Correct. So she had a really good point, and I told her, you know what? I when I read books, I know they're older. If you read old books that are really, really old, you're reading somebody's mentality from that time, that era. So you gotta kind of what can I say? I can't say the word for it, but you gotta kind of be open to the way they think. You know, sometimes they say stuff that it doesn't make sense to us now here in 2022, almost 2023, you know, and that doesn't make sense to me either, because my girlfriend made a point, like, yeah, if we're part of God, and God created positive, negative, he created men, women, we are all a God, we are all part of him, then there shouldn't be a difference between men and women. We should all be equal. Even like I said in another podcast, I said the people that are negative, the people that do crime and all that, they're as important in this world in total as we are, as good people, you know. And it makes sense. And she opened my mind to it. That's the type of dude that I am. Like, I'm not a type of person where if I read something, that's law, that's the way it is. No, I'll question it. Why is this? Why is that? And when I I'll tell you the truth, bro, when I saw those videos, and that was me, I was like, man, that's what it is. And then I don't know why, I seen these a few years ago, and I just told my lady a couple of days ago, hey baby, you know you can't be clean. And she's like, why? And she opened my mind, and I let my mind stay open so I could hear her point of view. And she made more sense than any other video or anything I read. So we don't go by that, you know. I know a lot of people do, and if it makes sense to them, more power to them. I'm not saying they're doing it wrong. I'm just, we don't practice that. Me and this Mundanzo here, it's me and my girlfriend and my ajados, and we're all equals. You know, we're all equals. She has as much power as I do and anybody else, you know. And it's just, sometimes we try to analyze stuff. Like I said, we read old stuff from long, long time ago. So we just try to, like, there's a saying also that gay people that are gay do not belong in a religion. Because I heard one story, or I heard about gays cannot join the religion because they're not male, or they think like a female, they're male. There's some kind of confusion. In my mundan, so that doesn't matter. El que manda es el la ganga. There's no tata, there's no yaya, There's no human being in the Balo religion, any branch, that can tell you if you that can tell you no, you don't belong in this religion. Nobody can tell you that. There's no human being, nobody, no tata. I don't care if this tata has 60 years scratched. If he was scratched when he was like a year old and he's like 80 something, it don't matter. There's no human being, nobody can ever tell you that you do not belong in the religion. Like I said in other podcasts, you have to come. You have to go to a menonso, either mine or anybody else's, with the real Nganga, and they have to ask. And the Ganga, whichever Ganga it is, it doesn't have to be a Siete Rayos, it doesn't have to be a Sarabanda, it doesn't have to be a Mama Chola, Centella, Madre Agua. It doesn't have to be, it could be just the Nganga from the house. So you ask the Nganga from the house, could so-and-so, does so-and-so belong in this religion? And boom, whatever the chamalongo say, that's what it is. Sometimes it comes out on shouts too, when you read shouts. When I consult people, it'll pop up, and I just tell them, hey, you know, you belong in this religion. And they're just like, whoa. And then, you know, you could either recommend him to somebody, or sometimes they just, you know, like, they get scared. They don't want to be in it, and they just miss out. And I know for a fact, a lot of times, a lot of my friends that listen to this, a lot of people that I grew up, maybe the majority of the people, you know, as a matter of fact, I don't have anybody I know in my childhood or growing up throughout the years that belong to this religion. So I know for a fact, whoever's listening to me, it may it be my family or friends that I know from back then, they're going to think I'm crazy. But you know what? I read on a book that you can't, I'm not trying to change anybody to give up their religion and come to mine. I just want to catch. The thing is that sometimes sometimes you're here to just, I mean, the religion, it's presented to you. And if you belong here, you belong here, you get scratched and you start working it. If you don't, you don't. Some people belong in it. Like I said, some people belong in the religion. Some people don't. Some people just scroll through life and then just finish their life off, work, and that's it. Some people, I know this religion crossed my path maybe like about 10 times throughout my life, my 20s, my 30s. But I was always scared of it. I was never, ever ready. I was never ready to go full blast until I was ready to go full blast on it, you know? So, I mean, some people do. Some people are just so deep into the brainwash. See, the thing is, bro, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. The thing is, in order for you, say you're like 40 years old, right? And you were born, and you were practicing, say you were a Catholic, your mom, your parents, your uncle, your grandma, your great grandma, your great, 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 great grandma, they all know what the Catholic church is. And that's embedded in your, everything the Catholic priest tells you, it's embedded in your brain. So what you got to do, in order for you to come to this religion, you got to fight the generational curses that were cursed on you, because it was like generational curses that were cursed on you since hundreds of years ago from your grandma, your great grandma. All, you know, I know my grandma, my great grandma, they all practiced Catholicism. So in order for me to just change that up, it took a lot, you know. And I know everybody probably thinks I'm crazy, and everybody thinks, oh, Hector went into a devil religion. Whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as they don't tell me nothing, I don't care what they say, you know. Sometimes my muertos tell me stuff, but I just like, whatever, you know. I'm not going to be hating on nobody, but it is what it is, man. You can't change people. I know it was something that took a lot of strength mentally to break all those generational curses, to open my mind to learn something new that made a lot more sense than what was embedded in my brain since I was a baby. If that's not deep enough for you to understand. And you know, it is deep. It's a deep. I'm telling you, man. Since I was a kid, I used to go to church. I went to Catholic school. I did all that, and like I said in other podcasts, I felt kind of weird about it. But and then as I got older, I just started thinking like, nah, I don't think this is real. So once I hit Palo and I started practicing it, I've never been lied to. You know, everything's real, man. And you do physical things. You know, you help people. You do good things. I know this religion is really, really taboo. Everybody thinks it's negative. Everybody thinks it's the devil. But there's not a lot of people out there I hear on videos that say that this is a good religion. There's a few, but I don't know why. I know I'm not going to get a lot of fans. I know I'm not going to get a lot of people saying, oh, that's good. Because in reality, this religion is a good thing. It's for humanity. It's for everybody, bro. It's not just for a certain type of ethnicity. It's for the world. Because we're all gods. We're all part of God. You know, we're all here to practice the religion. We're all here to. We all have a mission in life that you have to walk. And my mission was to find this religion, you know, and help people. You know, after all that desmadre I did when I was in my younger age, now I want to do good. So that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, so now back to the readings. So consultas. Their consultations, their past, present, future. Tatangangas reach you with chamalongos. They reach you with Cory shells. If you have questions, I recommend you write down the questions you have, because once you're here, you might feel a little nervous or whatever. You know, some people don't. The majority of people do, and then they just call me like, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask this, and I'm like, your consultation closed. So you have to make sure you write down your questions if you have any questions. And then throughout the consultation, if you could be writing, you know, if you hear me talking about something and you don't want to interrupt me. There's people that get consultations and say, for example, something comes out that they don't like. And if you know that the practitioner, that the tata is telling you something, and you know he's right, and you tell him no, I really highly recommend you don't deny stuff. You could just let him keep saying it and whatever, don't answer it. But when you deny it, what you do is you break that concentration he has. So I highly recommend don't tell him no. If like I said, it's present, it's past, present, and future. So if I tell you, hey, were you in a car accident? No. Well, it might happen in the future. Let me clean you, whatever, you know. And if you already did and you say no, you kind of break that connection, because you know you're pretty much telling them that no. So don't do that. I recommend you don't break that concentration that the practitioner has, because after you break that concentration, it's going to be hard to come back to, so you can get a full good reading. It's just a little tip, you know, from me to you. So the original name for the chamalongos, which is the coconut, the outer part of the coconut, they're a little round. And you'll see the practitioner when you get in a consultation. You'll see him with them. Also, you like the let me tell you, the original name for those chamalongos are iyamputos. That's funny, but that's their original name. It changed to chamalongos with time. Just like I said, everything as for its survival, everything changes with time. And then Cory shells, obviously, they're from the ocean. Some tatas use 21, some tatas use 16, some tatas use 9. I use 21. When I read the shells, I use 21. My tata showed me that way. His tata showed him that way, and so on, and back to where it originated from. Every house has a lineage. Every house has their grandpa and great grandpa and all that tata. So, and that all starts like from the beginning of time. So we all have our lineage, and mine is Briumba Congo. So that's where that comes from. The Cory shells are before the Corey shells are ready to we have to do like a little ritual. I can't tell you the secrets what we do to them, but there's a process that you have to do. It lasts about 8 days. The Corey shells have to be prayed, and there's this religion here. Everything, like say the smoke, the sunga, which is the cigar. There's a song for it, you know, and there's a song for the chamalongos. There's a song for the Corey shells. There's a song for the candle, which is not called a candle in the religion. I can't tell you that secret. Hey, I hear it all over the internet, which people shouldn't be saying that word, but it's a secret. So there's a song for the mbele, which is the machete. There's a song for everything. When you're using any type of tool in the religion, there's a song for it. You have to sing to it because we believe the candle has a spirit in it. So what you do is you could even do a cleaning. Like say if you come to me and my muertos would be like, hey, you got to clean this person with a candle. They won't say that word, obviously, but we believe the candle has a spirit. So you pray on it, you sing to it, so you could bring that energy out. Once you feel that energy coming out of the candle, boom, you start cleaning the person. And you clean the whole person all around, and then you turn it on, and you put it in front of the yunganga, and you're cleaning all that negativity, whatever type of negativity they have. Those are certain types of jobs that we do. We have a gun. We have a gun, and there's people that say, for example, somebody comes for a consultation to me, and the shells tell me that somebody's going to shoot this guy, you know? So you can save him. We have one of our tools in the Nganga is a gun. So we get the gun, and there's a song, and it's called Entombo. El Entombo, you get the Entombo, and you clean the person. Oh, you're going to get shot here. You're going to get shot there. Let me save you. Woo, 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 wah, wah, wah. Boom. The guy never gets shot. So, or he does get shot. That happened to me actually when I was a kid. I was about 20 something years old, and I went to a brujo, and he told me, hey, you're gonna get shot. And I was like, haha, I was a kid, you know. I was a kid, so I was like, he's like, you're gonna get shot, ha 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 ha. 2 weeks later, bah bah bah, I got blasted on my knee, on my leg, my left leg, I got shot. And I was like, damn, this is real. But I was in a state of mind to where I wasn't ready for the religion. But like I said, back to the tools, we have a bunch of tools that we use to clean people. And one of the when you get a consultation with the high priest, with a tata, you're going to see on the table, you'll see a candle, you'll see his you're going to see an empaca. With the mirror there, he uses that. You're gonna see some sigils. You'll see a bunch of tools that he uses. You might also see him wearing I don't like wearing a bunch of stuff. I'm not them type of priest that I flash my necklace or this or that or this. I don't like doing that because I think it's weird. It's probably that's just ego, you know. And I respect whoever does it. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that they're bad practitioners whatsoever at all. I respect everybody, but I'm just not like that type. It's really rare when you see me wear anything. Once in, I'm supposed to be wearing my white hat, but sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I should be, but yeah, we got a bunch of tools here. You'll see a bunch of stuff. You'll see some rum. You'll see some big cigars. That helps the tata communicate with his ancestors, with his spirits, with the Nkisi, with the Gandos. I know on this other episode I was talking about Mfumbekano. Mfumbekano is your higher self. And Mfumbekauto, that's the spirit inside the Nganga that helps you, that rolls with you, that takes care of you. That's Mfumbekauto. You hear that if you ever come to my house, to my Monanzo, and you hear me getting down right here in front of my gangas, you hear me talk. You hear me say a bunch of Rachel's in the Bantu language, so you'll probably be like, well, what is he talking about? But like I said, the language has a mixture of Bantu from the Congo, but I'm talking thousands of years old, so I'm sure things change, you know, like languages change. Religions, just in order to survive, they change. And I know the language, like, say, Spanish thousands of years ago is not the Spanish that I speak right now, you know. And depending on the area, too, like Spanish from Cuba is different than Spanish from Puerto Rico, for example. You know, it's all they use different dialects. So I'm sure if somebody hears me from the Bantu, hears me saying, hey, this word is, it means that, probably maybe not, you know, but my respects to, that's just what I was taught. We also do makutos. Makutos are it's a little, like a little amulet. It helps you. There's a spirit in there. We get a spirit, one of our spirits, and we tell them to protect you from any types of from works, you know. From say if you come and you get a consultation with me and you got some bad juju on you, and my Nganga's like, hey, he's gonna, you know, keep getting that. So my muertos recommend you to have a makuto. Makuto is something that I prepare in front of you, and it has a bunch of secrets in there. And what I do is I get a spirit of mine, and I tell him, hey, you're gonna take care of this person. Boom, boom, boom. You know. And it's somewhat of a job, man. In order for you to get it, you gotta want it. Cause if you don't want it, that thing's gonna come right back to me, you know. So if you ever need one and you come, I'll be a lot more in depth of what I tell you what needs to be done to it. But yeah, it's something you're gonna want, and. If you need it and you have the privilege to have one, and it's a beautiful thing because he protects you. He protects you from any types of bad. You know, it's not like you're gonna get protected forever, like an invisible shield. No, it's just, you know, if they send you to, you know, to fall and break your leg, you're just gonna fall and scrape it. You know what I mean? It'll protect you though. It will protect you. This is the end of episode number 9. Consultas. Consultations. Okay, you guys, if you guys need a consultation, I do them over the phone. You can text me at 702-814-3140, or you can go on my Instagram at sticks_bones, sticks_bones. That's our Instagram. So, or you can also email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. That's sticksandbones7@gmail.com. Thank you, guys.